The Hayes Chamber is getting ready for their new digital newsletter. Scott Gross and Stephen Pate stop by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. So we've got a few things we want to talk about today.
Yes, sir.
How's your weekend, first and foremost?
Great.
Great, great.
That weather was just amazing.
I tell you, I'm ready for spring to be here in full force and not follow up with snow.
You know we're going to get that one last big snowstorm in.
Hoping that if I wear enough tank tops that it won't happen.
No, that's going to make it worse. It's going to curse us.
Well, yes. Me. One of the big event that we have coming up this week that we definitely want to showcase and get on everybody's radar. We've been talking about it the past couple weeks, but last push for it. On March 12th, that'd be Thursday, our first business showcase of the year is coming up. That will be held from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Downtown at the Press. That's 230 East 8th Street. And we have a bunch of great different businesses that are going to be showcasing all of their products or information and brochures, pretty much everything that they do within the community. We've got Perspectively Healthy with Dustin and Jessica Moffitt. She might sound familiar from CBD American Shaman. We also have Insurance Planning with Andrew Rupp. We have the City of Hayes Water Conservation, and they're going to be paired along with the Cottonwood District with Holly Dickman and Laura Fick. We have Refine Boutique with Breon Sulter. We have Treetop Security with Dallas Hazelhort. Hayes Public Library with Callie Kolasny. Next Tech Wireless with Jason Werner. And then Ellis County Health Department with Marin Moody. So if you're unfamiliar with what Business Showcase is, essentially it has taken the place of our business after hours that the Chamber has always done for years. And it gives the opportunity for everybody to get their businesses from different facets of the community together in the same room and kind of showcase, you know, what it is that their business, you know, has to offer. And Philip Kuhn down at the Press always puts on a great spread and all of his workers. I mean, it's just always, it's pristine. So if you don't have anything going on, or even if you do, try to push your schedule a little bit. Again, that's March 12th, 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Do you need to register for that, contact you guys first, or just show up?
Absolutely not. It is free to attend and open to the public, and we will have a cash bar as well. All different. We have door prizes. The different businesses will be doing their own separate raffle item and giveaways. So that's plenty of opportunity for great food, great refreshments, and chance to win a prize.
Yeah, and we talked about this, I think, 2 weeks ago, but this particular one, you're partnering up with those, not so much all businesses, but some of the agencies like the library and...
Correct.
I forget the list now, but it's a little bit different for this one. So I think if you haven't been to one of these, this is the one to check out.
Yes, absolutely.
It's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the businesses that do attend that are retail related, they are able to sell from their booths. So of course the boutiques and stuff like that. It's like a little snippet of what they have to offer from their storefront. But yes, like the City of Hayes, you know, obviously water is a huge topic right now within the community. If you've dabbled in, you know, the information or, you know, read a little bit online, you know, it's a great opportunity to come in and, you know, get the information straight from the source.
So. Yeah, we've got one of the foremost experts on water conservation, I think, running our city.
Absolutely.
It's incredible how low Hayes has gotten over the last few years.
And it's just a topic that you don't even really think about, honestly. I mean, you turn your faucet on in the morning, you brush your teeth, and you're like, oh, it's just an everyday thing. What happens when you go to turn it on and that sucker don't come on?
Right.
Either that or pay the bill, one of the two.
Well, thanks for bringing us down there.
I'm just saying.
Here in Hayes, so. We're running out of water. Eventually, you're going to turn on your tap and there's going to be nothing there. Let's move on to something else.
Absolutely.
So, Scott, the thing you came in to talk about was the digital newsletter, which is launching this month, right?
Right. April 1st. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be exciting. I'm very, very excited about this project. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be bright. It's going to be loaded with photographs. It's just going to be a kind of a new look on our whole newsletter. We're really excited about it. It's been a lot of fun working on it, and it's going to be ever changing every month, different topics, very informative. So
what are some of the advantages to doing it this way? Because I think we talked a little bit about this. I don't remember if it was Sarah or at some point we did, but I don't really remember. There were some really good reasons for making this change, right?
Yeah. It's going to be easy to update on the fly. We're going to probably get out to more people. Just visually, it's going to be, just going to look really good. It's going to be going to represent the chamber as a whole, explaining things that that are upcoming events, different things like that.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, one of the obviously, you know, if you want to go black and white, you're cutting costs by not having to worry about print. We still have a great partnership with Northwestern Printers that, you know, we're going to continue throughout the, you know, throughout the remainder. But one of the big things, you know, with the changes, you know, last minute, if an event, you know, needs to change venue, or if there's different information that they want to put down, we don't have to worry about the newsletter being set in print on somebody's desk. We can update that, or Scott can update that digitally, and then we can turn back around and send out a mass email to the same people that receive the digital newsletter and update that. The inserts, obviously, I mean, with everything being digital these days, 9 times out of 10, most businesses or agencies already have a PDF flyer, or what if they have a specific event coming up, they already have it saved on file. So instead of taking it down, having it printed, worrying about the printing cost, they can just simple click of a mouse and have that sent to us and it's ready to go.
Well, awesome. And, you know, it seems like to me, that's just kind of the way everything's going. Mm-hmm. I work in news and we don't print anything here. I mean, not to knock newspapers that still do print, mm-hmm. but it's just going away. Yep. Very few things you interact with are on paper anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got my sheet here, rattling on the mic, but yeah, I've also got 4 screens yeah. sitting here that I'm working with.
What I mean,
and the 2 pieces of paper.
Yeah, there's always a good mixture of both. I mean, with Scott, you know, anytime we have our staff meetings and we're kind of similar in the fact that when, you know, our wheels start turning and we're thinking about it or brainstorming, we're doodling. I mean, that's just a, you know, it's tough to doodle, to open up your laptop and doodle. I mean, that's not going to get the creative juices flowing like it would, you know, pen and paper.
It's because you got the wrong phone. I'm going to totally derail our conversation here. This is what you need. You got to get one of these. I don't want to say it on air because I shouldn't be promoting a phone.
I mean, I'm on the iPhone side, so you're speaking gibberish to me. So,
and one nice thing about this is that if you do want to print it out, you still can.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to print the PDF and just print it so you can have it in your hand. So,
yeah, I mean, if you got something you want to remember and tag it up on your wall,
exactly.
Leave it on them.
That was a big thing when I was still with the paper. You know, I'd get gentlemen and, you know, families that would come down that still whip out the checkbook, that still have their, you know, the balance, everything's balanced. That's how they pay. They don't want to deal with emails or digital bills. And they say, you know, there's something about being able to hold a physical paper in my hand in the morning, like it used to be, and read it. So, this with them still having that option, I mean, you're kind of hitting the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And again, I think you got to save a ton of money not printing, because you guys did a really good job printing those things. They were sharp, mm-hmm. high gloss, real colorful. Mm-hmm. That's got to be expensive, even if your printer's cutting you a pretty good rate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nick Schwein down at Tiger Media Network, him and his team did a great job with everything that, you know, they put together. And I mean, that was always a great conversation, a very open-ended conversation as far as, you know, communication with all the details that have to be put in and month out. That was a great relationship that we're going to keep, obviously, in the future. But it's just, like I said, with everything going digital, and now we have the means of being able to produce that in-house. We're just making some changes.
There you go.
So we're excited.
Well, let's move on to the next thing, which is coming up. The golf tournament, which next Friday?
Not next Friday. It's May 1st.
There's a golf tournament next Friday. No, it's a different golf tournament. It's not your golf tournament.
It's not our golf tournament. he did it last week too. but no, we've got our annual golf tournament coming up on May 1st. Team registrations are open, and that's going to be paired with down the DHCC downtown. With Sarah Bloom, she's going to be putting on her Bricks on the Green patio party as well. And to get your team registered, we're up to 15 teams right now. We're allocating we like to keep it right around 38, but we can get up to 42 if need be. We just like to have an even amount. But you can find the team registration form online at the hayschamber.com. And of course, for a full team, be $500. And then of course, you can either choose to add the golf cart in with that and just take care of it then, because carts are very minimal when it comes to the day of the event. And then, of course, we'll be also selling and getting people registered for the patio party as well. And those tickets will be $20. So we had May's going to be, it's a good time. I've always enjoyed the tournament. Looking at it now from a logistical standpoint, it's a little different. Can't plan it anymore, but.
Well, they don't, Sarah doesn't let you play.
It's, you know, I'm needed elsewhere.
Oh,
so
that's a bummer,
but no, it'll be nice. I mean, this will be the first time Scott and I and Aunt Sarah, this will be the last event, I believe. Were you at Education Appreciation this year or last year?
No.
Okay, so after the golf tournament, Education Appreciation, and then us as a team will be set as far as going through every event.
Awesome.
So, good things on the horizon, for sure.
Yeah, it's always good to see you guys working together down there.
Mm-hmm.
I know you do a lot. So.
Yeah. Well, and this man right here, too, as well, like the flyers and the registration form, like everything with Nicole and after our staff meeting, I mean, everybody's to-do list just builds and builds. And Scott's just, he's over here like, okay, I know this is coming at me. I know this is about to come at me. So it's, we're constantly rocking and rolling. That's for sure.
Speaking of everything that's going on, you want to, we've got about 4 minutes left. You want to get into your calendar?
Absolutely. 4 minutes left. I'll knock them out. So, of course, we talked about this morning. We already had our Ellis County sales tax Q&A. You can always follow up Darren Myers if you have any questions about that. March 11th, we have our HYP Advisory Council meeting. That will be from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. That will be at the Welcome Center. It is free to attend, and attendees are welcome to bring their lunch and enjoy it during the meeting. March 12th, we have our HYP lunch with leaders. That'll be from 12 to 1 p.m., and that'll be at Gutch's at 111 West 7th Street. Lunch is on your own, and there's no fee for attending that. Of course, we already touched on Q1 Business Showcase on March 12th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. That is a come-and-go event, and once again, that is open to the public. Friday, March 13th, we have Chamber Chat, Hayes Med, the University of Kansas Health System. That'll be from 9 to 10 a.m. per usual, and that is 2220 Canterbury Drive, and that'll be Entrance C. So 2220 Canterbury Drive, Entrance C. And then last but not least, of course, on March 18th, we have our Ambassador Stepping Out event coming up. We had hit on a bit on that last week. All the ambassadors will be going out and swapping out decals from 2019 to 2020. That'll be from 11 to 1 p.m. We'll just look forward to seeing everybody face to face and getting the ambassadors, and especially the new ambassadors, acquainted with the Stepping Out event.
Yeah, that's going to be so awesome. And are you guys going out in round two, or just sending the ambassadors?
We do the cleanup. If somebody's not able to attend for whatever reason that day, we usually follow up the next couple of days and make sure that all those decals and all those businesses are hit, and everything's ready to rock for the rest of 2020.